You could try talking to me, you know. Or maybe you just like to watch. Sure. I must have been imagining you, looking over at me constantly for the last hour. You're not as good at playing coy as you think you are. I see those blushing cheeks and twitching lips. Don't play poker. It's your first night here. That wasn't a question. I know. I would have remembered you. Who brought you? It is a private club. And since neither I nor any of the other members invited you, you must be a guest. Yes, I am a member, but don't worry. We often have guests. I'm just curious. You see, we members have an understanding. We leave each other's friends alone, and members have first claim, so to speak, of their friends' guests. Crude, I know, but you would not believe the trouble we had before. I'm just making sure I won't end up in a fight. Ah, Amanda's friend. Well then, since Amanda isn't here, I guess I'm free to tell you a secret. It's not a threat. Your life changed forever the moment you step through those doors. The only question is how. Now, normally, this isn't how I go about things. But frankly, I'm bored. This game has played out so many times. Its member biding their time before making a move. The first, almost always winning. There's no challenge to it. Nothing interesting. So I'm thinking, why don't you decide? There are four members here tonight. Before dawn, one of us will have you. That much is certain. But who? What will happen to you? What fate do you choose? Before the game begins, let me tell you something about this club. All our members have two things in common. First, we love power. And especially over people. Bending someone to our will is like oysters marinated in love potion number 9 to us. Second, we can give you pleasure unlike anything you've ever imagined. A common boast, and yet it's true. That's how we keep control of people. That's why your friend brought you here tonight. No doubt Amanda promised her a night together for a guest. Now, let the game begin. Turn around, so I can show you your choices, of course. Don't mind my hands on your waist and chain. Just guiding you. Off to the right. See that booth? The woman with the leather gloves and half-shaved hair. Kira. She's the reason you're not walking out of here untouched tonight. If you do try to leave, she'll grab you. 1 second you're reaching for the door, the next you're on the ground being dragged towards the back rooms. You'd struggle, to no avail. You'd scream, but no one would help. She would take you, hurt you, and through the pain, bliss, pleasure. After, you would feel brutalized, violated. You're thinking about the other part of the experience. You'd get excited. Shame and guilt would flow. Eventually, you'd come back here. You would tell yourself you're doing it to prove that you're not afraid, not a victim, that you can handle what happened to you. But deep down, you'd want it to happen again. And it would. And every time you would feel worse and worse about yourself. Part of you would want to get out. But it would be too late. Look at the people around her. Really, look at them. See how they flinch at her every move. And see how they dress. Heavy makeup to hide bruising. Garish lipstick to hide swollen and split lips. Long sleeves to cover up cuts and even more bruises. The guy with the cap and sunglasses. She young the fistful of his hair out and gave him a black eye. Well, they could stop coming here. I doubt Kira knows anything about them past their names. And yet, there they sit, right by their abuser. Quiet. Careful. They know she can mess out at any second, and so do what they can to prevent it. But they can't. You see, Kira loves to hurt people. To her, it's better than sex. Screams of agony more exciting than any moan. Pick her, and soon you join her merry band. Now, let's pan left, towards the dance floor. You've already spotted him. White suit, shirt unbuttoned down his chest. The ensemble glowing under the black lights. That's James. He would walk up to you and say a single word. Follow. You'd hurt me. I guarantee you would. Nobody has ever said no. He would lean you like a puppy on a leash. He would use you. He would leave you. You'd be nothing to him. Your encounter an uninteresting few moments. To him. To you, of course, it would be something quite different. He would make you feel things you never thought possible. After, you would think to yourself that, sure, he was cold and distant, but you did share something. He must have meant something to him too. So he would come back and seek him out. He would remain impersonal. You really are nothing to him, you say. Something to be used. No more important than a plate. Try as he might, however, you wouldn't be able to put an arm behind you. In time, he would pick you again. A one-night stand is one thing, but twice? Surely, he'd warm up to you.
No. James does not warm up to people.
You would question yourself. Are you doing something wrong? Why won't he look at you the way you look at him? You begin to notice other women he takes to the back. Maybe she's what he wants. So you begin to change yourself to better so he stays. To try get his attention. That's why he's surrounded by women with the same hair and clothes, same makeup. After tonight, they will try and dress like you until he picked someone else. So if you want to crave attention you'll never get, change yourself for someone who genuinely does not care about you. Just wait, and James will come get you. The third member is further left. There, in the corner, with the leather straps around him. That's William, and a real dark horse in this game. The most complex option in many ways. If you pick him, you will wake up tomorrow with no memories of tonight. You would feel the effects and know you were here, but everything else would be gone. A dim memory of having a great time will pull you back there. Sometimes you would have a perfectly fine night out. Other times you would wake up in your bed again, with no memories. But while you may not remember it, you still lived through a night with William. A night of horror and revulsion. A living nightmare. The things he would do. The things he would see. Could make a dead man sick to his stomach. And there would be pain. No, not like with Kira. Blunt and everywhere, but sharp and precise. A needle under your fingernails to Kira's punch in the gut. He would have you under his thumb for hours. And while you would not remember it, tomorrow you would be damaged in ways you may never realize. You can see his victims if you look closely. They keep looking around, searching for something they can't remember. They're confused. What is it that happens here that keeps pulling them back? Why do they always feel so terrible the day after? And why can't they bring themselves to look into the corner? Finally, of course, there's me. Nice to see you again. You're probably expecting me to tell you how great I am, and I am pretty damn amazing. But that's no fun. Instead, let me paint you an honest picture. If you pick me, I won't hurt you. Well, maybe invite her too. But I won't beat you like Kira or mess with your head like William. Nor will I drag your self-worth into the abyss. I will treat you well. Keep you close and satisfied. Until I want. See, I get bored easily. Of music. Of events. And especially of people. Pick me, and I'll give you the time of your life. Before cutting you off with no warning, no explanation, no second chance. It may take a year, or a week. But I will break your heart. Look over my shoulder. See the woman in the red dress? The one staring daggers at you. We had a thing for a few days. I can't quite remember her name, but 4 years on, she still comes here most nights. That could be your future. The choice is yours. But don't think too long. The others won't leave you alone all night. Hello, my darling. Made up your mind? Oh, but you do know I was telling the truth. Why else would you be talking to me? I'm delighted to hear it. Winning fair and square is so much more fun. I suggest we get right to it. William has been staring at you for the last 5 minutes. Come with me. No bed, no. We don't need it. Who said anything about sex? I haven't had any interest in sex in centuries. Now, about that bite I mentioned.